Hey there, friends. While the federal government and the propaganda arm of the government, the mainstream media, continue to try to distract you from real issues like safety of American people, they continue to talk about little cushy things like student loan forgiveness and DEI and silly stuff that we don't care about, but we talk about so that we can ignore what's really happening. What's really happening here? Is the state of Texas really defying a Supreme Court order? But first, go check out my friends, Attorneys on Retainer. I mentioned in a video a couple of weeks ago that insurance companies will keep you out of the poorhouse, but attorneys will keep you out of the big house. Attorneys on Retainer does just that. There are only three qualifiers for coverage. These are: if you're charged with a crime, misdemeanor, or a felony, that you reasonably and in good faith assert self-defense as a defense to the criminal charge that you are being charged with. And of course, the third qualifier, you have to have already been a customer of Attorneys on Retainer prior to making that very important phone call to them. Go to attorneysonretainer.us. Again, attorneysonretainer.us. When you sign up, use my discount code FTATF and get a massive discount on your policy. Again, FTATF for huge savings, attorneysonretainer.us. While I wait for your answer to the question down below, is Texas defying a Supreme Court order? I'm going to tell you my thoughts on it, and I believe my thoughts are pretty accurate. First of all, Texas is not defying a Supreme Court order. The Supreme Court order that came out last week, you guys know, it's not even a full page. It's a paragraph. Let me explain a little bit about, and I'm going to try to oversimplify this for the sake of time, what's really going on here, okay? The state of Texas had enough, including Democrat mayors, I might add, of the influx of illegal aliens into the country, decimating their towns, destroying their towns, destroying the ecosystem in the towns, if you will. These communities, not just on the border, but all throughout the country, were starting to suffer. Some of the things that were set aside for people that didn't have as much, whether it be veterans, which God knows that we have totally missed the boat as far as prioritizing illegals over our veterans. But nevertheless, veterans, minorities, people who just don't have as much, all of these welfare systems are getting depleted right now because of the federal government purposely allowing illegal aliens into this country, again, illegally. They're not doing their job. Texas essentially had enough of it. Texas started to roll out because it is their state. Remember, the states came first, then they formed the federal government, not the other way around. So Texas took it upon themselves, since the federal government was ignoring their own responsibility of protecting the American people and its own border, of rolling out miles and miles and miles of razor wire across all of these communities. Now, the federal government does have a right, according to the Constitution, to access property to, now again, to protect the border, not to unprotect the border. They can't go into dwellings or homes, but they can access the property. I believe it's 25 miles off the border. They can freely access that. Again, not homes, but the properties they can. They were actually accessing these places to unprotect them. And I want to make something very, very clear in case I miss this. The state of Texas did not put one piece of razor wire on federal land. Let me repeat that. There was no razor wire placed on federal land. The state of Texas made it a point not to access federal property, knowing full well that that would be trespassing. However, the federal government has the right to trespass on state property and private property, and that's what they are doing. So Texas rolls out all of this razor wire because they're tired of their communities getting decimated. The federal government came in with the sole purpose of cutting holes in that razor wire to allow illegal aliens to come through. Now, the federal government has said people were getting hurt and they didn't have access to them. That's a lie. The federal government had full access. The federal government, where there might have been people in trouble of drowning, so to speak, they patrol those areas in boats routinely. In fact, the Texas state government was still rescuing these people. It's not like the Texas state government put the wire up and said, oh, they're drowning, let them be. Maybe somebody gets a cut. Okay, they still have access to water, food, and everything else, and even first aid to throw across to these people to tend to their own wounds. So it's a complete bogus argument that the federal government needed access through that razor wire. They were saying that they were preventing them from doing their own job. That is a lie. That is absolutely a lie. Now, if we understand what their real job is, which is to allow illegal aliens to come through, then yes, the razor wire was preventing the federal government from doing their job of openly letting illegal aliens into this country. And that was their full intent all along, if that's what you want to call the federal government's job, letting all these people in. So the state of Texas sued the federal government for damaging Texas state property. And they sued them also for damages. This made its way through the court system to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled on this, again, very simply, no opinions written or anything. Simply a ruling coming out, overriding the appeal and stating that, get this, the federal government can still continue to cut holes into the razor wire. This is very important that you understand this. The lawsuit against the federal government by the state of Texas was not to allow Texas to put razor wire up. Understand what I'm saying. I want to repeat this because this is very important that we understand this. The lawsuit was to tell the federal government to stop cutting holes in our razor wire. The lawsuit was not asking the Supreme Court or any other court for permission to put the razor wire up because they have permission to do that. They can do that. When the Supreme Court overruled this and told the state of Texas what they could or could not do, they told them not that you can't put razor wire up. They can continue to do that. The Supreme Court simply told them the federal government can still cut holes in your razor wire. That's what was told by the Supreme Court. So any of these talking head idiots who say that Texas is defying Supreme Court orders, they're either lying or they're stupid. Now, we talk about this all the time, and that's the analogy I always use, lying or stupid. We're pretty sure they're lying. They know the American people generally are stupid. So that's why they're telling them that Texas defies Supreme Court orders.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott continues to defy a 5-4 U.S. Supreme Court ruling earlier this week, which ruled that the Biden administration has the legal authority to remove razor wire along the southern border. CNN cameras captured Texas putting up more razor wire following that ruling. And now 25 Republican governors from across the country have signed a joint statement supporting the Texas governor as he thumbs his nose at the highest court in the land, writing, quote, because the Biden administration has abdicated its constitutional compact duties to the states, Texas has every legal justification to protect the sovereignty of our states and our nation, unquote.
Now, I want to make this very clear. One of the things that they're doing, not only just letting people into the country and creating access for them, because that's what they're doing, creating access by cutting these holes in this razor wire. Do you want to know another example of what these federal agents were being directed to do from higher ups? Again, this all comes from the top. Border Patrol is not doing any of this on their own locally. In fact, there are Border Patrol agents that are trying to defy this because they don't agree with cutting holes in razor wire to keep people out of this country illegally. But the other thing they were doing that shows me the full intent of the federal government and how dirty and deceitful they are, the federal government was also backing vehicles up to steep hills and tying ropes and cables to the bumpers to allow illegal aliens to climb up the rope from the riverbanks of the Rio Grande. They were not only cutting holes in the razor wire, but they were giving them ease of access to, not ports of entry, to pass illegally between ports of entry. Now, this is really important to state. There are 28 ports of entry that span across Texas. Ports of entry are where people can go, illegal immigrants, if you want to call them that. They're illegal aliens. They are not immigrating to this country. They're not coming here to work. They're not migrants. None of that's all false. That's to make you feel sorry for them. They're not coming here to pick fruit and then go back home. That's the legal places you come in. You go to the ports of entry, you establish yourself as an immigrant, and then you get a court date. Unfortunately, it's catch and release, so they just let you go in the country and tell you when your court date is, and they don't come back. That's the problem with it. Under Trump, again, I have my issues with Trump, but one thing he did do, they call it remain in Mexico. You might remember this. They could still come to those 28 ports of entry, say, I want to come into your country. They would get a court date, and then the federal government would say, go back to Mexico until your court date is here. That's the way you do it. At least that's a better way of doing it, right? They're not catch and release because they're not going back to their court dates now. They're let loose in this country. What these Border Patrol agents were doing was cutting holes away from the ports of entry. Why would they do that? If they were truly encouraging immigration and truly encouraging these people to come to this country the right way, as they call it, why wouldn't they just tell them, stand there at those particular places and tell them, this is not a port of entry. This is not a legal place to go. Go to the port of entry if you want to come in here. But no, they weren't. They were directed away from those ports of entry to cut holes into this razor wire and to back vehicles up with ropes and cables to allow these people to crawl up outside of a port of entry, meaning they weren't documented. They simply came in away from those ports of entry and scattered throughout the country. The federal government encouraged this and pushed this instead of pushing them to a port of entry. That is super important to understand, because the federal government's role, if they truly wanted immigration, migration, whatever fancy word you want to call it, if they truly wanted this to be done properly, they would direct those people to the proper port of entry. But they don't care. That's why they're cutting holes in the wire to allow these people illegally to come into the country, so they don't have to do any paperwork or documentation. They're simply gone. So those of you not in the South or not in communities that are being impacted by this, is it really a problem? Is this influx of illegal aliens really that big of a deal? Let me explain some of this to you. According to Customs and Border Protection, this is their own numbers, they encountered about 458,000 illegal aliens at the border in 2020. That number went to over 1.7 million encounters in 2021. Again, from 458,000 to 1.7 million. And it grew to nearly 2.4 million in fiscal year 2022. And that number of getaways, which is illegal aliens who are presumed to be making an illegal entry but not found and not apprehended, that number increased by 303% between fiscal year 2019 and 2022, reaching more than 600,000 in year 2022. But these are just nice people, right? These are people wanting to come over here. According to the Democrats, Democrats openly state this kind of racist stuff. These are just people wanting to change bedsheets. That's all they want to do. They just want to come pick fruit. They want to do the jobs that ordinary Americans don't want to do, right? Yeah, not really. And not only is this, and this is totally another video, this is a worldwide effort from forces outside of America and including America to overwhelm the American welfare system and the American system in general. So do illegal aliens just bother you just because they're coming in here to overwhelm the welfare system? How about the bad guys coming in? In 2022, the number of border apprehensions of individuals on the FBI's terrorist watch list was 500% more than in the prior 5 years combined. And in 2018, Border Patrol only caught 6 individuals on the terrorist watch list. In 2023, it caught 146 of them. These are 146 people who were caught at ports of entry. Again, 28 ports of entry, but the federal government is cutting holes in fences and drawing these illegals up with ropes on the banks of the Rio Grande in areas where they're not being documented. So these numbers that I just mentioned are ones that we know about. Understand that. They're the ones that we know about. Now, you want to get on Texas because they're taking care of their own state where the federal government has failed. You want to know how badly the federal government has failed? The efforts in Texas so far have led to over 477,000 illegal alien apprehensions, more than 34,000 criminal arrests with more than 31,200 felony charges reported, and over 428 million lethal doses of fentanyl seized. Now, maybe the physical threat of illegal aliens being in this country, it's not that big of a deal to you. It is to me, but maybe it's not that big of a deal to you. Maybe somebody raping one of your family members, daughter, wife, somebody else, it's not that big of a deal to you. I wonder how you feel, or how you would feel, if your child was killed as a result of illegal fentanyl in this country. In 2023 alone, Border Patrol seized over 22,000 pounds of fentanyl. Previous year in 2022, 8,300 pounds. So almost three times the amount of fentanyl in a one-year difference. Let's not forget that fentanyl is potentially lethal at a 2 milligram dose. You know the lies that you keep hearing from the wackos on the far left, including the politicians and the media, that guns are now the number one leading cause of children? That's a lie, of course. We've debunked that many times over. And they could keep repeating it because, again, a large portion of the American public are stupid. But you have, they're counting, of course, 18, 19, 20-year-olds in that number. You want to know what the real killer, outside of abortion, of course, you want to know what the real killer is in America right now? Fentanyl is involved in more deaths of Americans under 50, under the age of 50, than any other cause of death, including heart disease, cancer, homicide, or suicide. So don't tell me what you think the real problem is. When you come after guns, don't tell me it's the number one killer, so that's your reason. Fentanyl is really the number one killer, and you're cutting holes in the border to let more in? But maybe that doesn't bother you. Maybe it doesn't matter to you that illegal aliens are coming in, that we have tens of thousands of felons coming in. Maybe it doesn't bother you that illegal fentanyl is making its way into the country. Maybe that's not a big deal to you. Maybe your conscience is a little bit more leathery and rock solid than what mine is, because I'm a bit of a candy ass, if you will, when it comes to those things, because it kind of bothers me a little bit. You know what bothers me even more than all of that? What bothers me more than the felons, the terrorists, and the fentanyl coming in? The child trafficking that those holes cut by the federal government and your tax dollars allows. The child trafficking that is now permitted to come in, because I promise you this, it damn sure ain't coming in through 28 ports of entry. So every hole that the federal government is cutting in these fences is a place for a child to be trafficked in or out of the United States. According to a 2022 stat, it was reported that Mexico was exporting 60% of child pornography worldwide. I can promise you this. This was not something these children willfully agreed to do. And this wasn't their own children. This was not their own grandbabies. They came here and got our children, not just the United States, but they came here and got our children and our grandchildren and put them in these pornographic pictures and videos. So I think it's safe to say that we've established what the federal government is allowing to do in this country. But what is the federal government's real role in immigration, if you want to call it that? Well, let's look at that. Federal law tasked DHS and Secretary Mayorkas with, among other things, preventing the entry of terrorists and the instruments of terrorism into the United States, securing the borders of the United States, including managing and coordinating those functions transferred to DHS at ports of entry, carrying out the immigration enforcement functions vested by statute, serving as the law enforcement office of CBP with primary responsibility for interdicting persons attempting to illegally enter or exit the United States or goods being illegally imported into or exported from the United States at a place other than a designated port of entry. A reminder that that is exactly where the federal government is cutting holes. I can't say it enough. They're going to places away from the ports of entry to allow access to illegal people to illegally bring things into this country. That's your tax dollars. Hard at work. Because I'm sure this is not easy what they're doing. Further, their jobs are deterring and preventing the illegal entry of terrorist weapons, persons, and contraband, and carrying out other duties and powers prescribed by the commissioner. So that's their job. What did they really do? They had been cutting holes in this razor wire, but in September and October of last year, just as the sudden influx of aliens was surging into Eagle Pass, they really accelerated the cutting of holes in the wire. On September 20th, 2023, Border Patrol officials cut Texas concertina wire near Eagle Pass, Texas at 8:51 a.m., admitting more than 1,200 illegal aliens through that one hole in the concertina wire. Then nearly every single day after that until October 10th, this is 20 days, right? There were 22 documented, that we know of, 22 documented holes in this one area, at Eagle Pass, in this one area. We're not talking about through the entire border of Texas and Mexico. We're talking about just in Eagle Pass, Texas, in this 20-day span of time. The Border Patrol, using federal funds to do so, cut 22 documented, that we know of, holes into razor wire to allow illegal aliens into this country. There were zero, during that time, zero reported accidents or people getting caught on concertina wire. In other words, no one was caught, as they say, hung up on, and was any kind of danger. There were no reports of that. This was just Border Patrol cutting holes in the wire to allow illegal aliens into this country illegally through the state of Texas. Now, I want to remind you, this is something that it's, if it wasn't that people were suffering as a result, this would be funny. The irony of this would be funny. On September 19th, the day before the first hole, or at least the accelerated amount of holes was cut, September 19, 2023, Mayor Rolando Salinas Jr. declared a state of disaster due to the severe undocumented immigrant surge into the city of Eagle Pass. This is a Democrat mayor. See, Democrat mayor who on the 19th of September, because of what had happened prior to that was so bad that this guy went against his party and declared a state of emergency because of the illegal aliens flooding his community. And on the very next day, the Border Patrol took it upon themselves to ramp up the hole-cutting measures in just Eagle Pass. Almost, you would kind of think this, to teach this mayor a lesson. To maybe tell him, stay in your lane, boy. It almost appears that way. That when you get out of line, you're forced back into it. Your words have consequences. If you are not towing the water of the party and of whatever the globalist system is that's telling you what to do, you step out of line, they're going to put you back. The only reason why this mayor likely even stepped out of line is because his family lives in Eagle Pass. It got to a point where it got beyond political party. He didn't care at a certain point. He became very, very aware of what was going on and got to a point where he did not care what politically would happen to him because he saw the danger being placed upon him and his community and, again, his family. Most of these people are very well insulated from the general public, so they don't care what happens. That's why you have these elite mayors in these big cities. They don't care that crime is out of control. They're guarded. They're secure. Their children go to private schools. Eagle Pass is literally on the border of Mexico. You have cartel activity down there too. And these people from the federal government were cutting holes in razor wire, allowing illegal aliens, felons, and whoever else to come into this country. And this man had enough because he saw the threat to himself and his family. He may not have cared about anybody else who voted for him, but he suddenly started caring because his family was being affected by this. Now back to Texas's lawsuit against the federal government. What were they asking for? Again, we talked earlier about what the Supreme Court told them that they could or could not do, but didn't go into any detail. Just said, whatever you're suing for, you can't have it. This is what they asked for. They asked for the defendants to stop seizing and destroying Texas's concertina wire fencing and maintaining breaches in the fencing. So they were cutting the holes and then they were maintaining the holes, making sure they were free and clear. So if Texas went back and filled those holes with wire, they would simply reopen it to those spots. Again, remember also putting the ropes and the wires attached to trucks on hills to allow people to also illegally climb up hills through these illegal holes that the federal government now had cut to allow illegal access. And dropping down to the very bottom, they also were suing for the costs and such other relief as the court deems equitable and just as far as the cost of not only the damage to the property of the wire, but the cost to have to repair the holes in the wire that the federal government had made. So as you can see here, this is what they were asking for, and this is what the Supreme Court denied. So it doesn't say anywhere on here, can we please put razor wire up. That's not what they were asking the Supreme Court, because they have a right, as the state of Texas, to put razor wire up. So nothing the state of Texas is doing is defying the Supreme Court. What they're doing, and this is where you're going to find out if they're going to defy or not, the real ask was to stop the federal government from cutting holes. I'm curious to see what the next encounters will be. In other words, if the federal government goes down there to continue to cut holes, at that point, will the state of Texas intervene and stop them from doing that? I've not heard of any instances yet where the federal government has attempted once again, because remember, this was all kind of being tossed about in the court system. So the federal government had backed off from illegally cutting holes into razor wire that Texas had put up. I'm curious to see if the federal government now goes back and continues cutting these holes, and then will Texas intervene? Now, this is a clip that is on the back end of that Jake Tapper video that I showed you earlier. I want you to see what he says right here, and then we're going to talk about this.
What Governor Abbott is doing, and what you and the other governors who have written this letter are supporting, is defying the U.S. Supreme Court. And I wonder if you have any concern that this opens the door for, let's say, Democratic governors to defy U.S. Supreme Court decisions with which they disagree, let's say on gun rights, because they think it's in the interest of public safety, even if the Supreme Court says what they want to do is unconstitutional.
So he's concerned with this setting a precedent. It's almost like I've seen this happen. We're setting a precedent to where other states will defy Bruin and implement their own unconstitutional laws. Well, Jake, that's already happened. And what you're describing as Texas defying federal law, or at least the Supreme Court, I've just proved that it was inaccurate, that what you said is wrong. So it's not the same thing. The state of Texas is simply not allowed to stop the federal government from cutting holes in their fence anymore. So we're talking about apples and oranges here. But to your point, the federal government, more specifically the Supreme Court, has ruled on Second Amendment pieces, and these states have already defied them. I don't see any outrage from you on that. You seem to be really outraged about a specific problem that does not exist, that you created. You created this image of the state of Texas defying Supreme Court rulings, but I don't see you using that same outrage to call out New Jersey, New York, all these other states who have openly defied Bruin and the Supreme Court. I don't see that. Guys, this is a perfect example of, again, the propaganda wing of the federal government, meaning the mainstream media, doing its very best to hide the real truth from people and to lie to the American people, because the American people, a large portion of them, are too lazy or too stupid to do their own research, so they believe everything the federal government is going to tell them. And the federal government and the media are counting on that. That's how they spoon feed the idiots out there. You give them bad information, then those people think, ah, well, it came from the media, why would they lie, right? Friends, there is a much larger, more sinister plan that's happening here. The plan is, and you may not like me saying this, but it is a true globalist effort. Don't think that that is some kind of a conspiracy thing. The government of every single country out there, its goal is to have a one world government. The United States, especially when you get a president in that does not walk lockstep into this one world government plan or ideology, when you get a president there like that, it disrupts things. Not only does it disrupt it, but by terms of 4 years, the president's term, it delays it by 4 years or 8 years if they get reelected. So you're costing them time. There's nothing these people globally want more than to destroy the true republic of the United States. There's nothing they want more, because the United States is what's standing in the way of a one world government. And we've seen it fail all over the world. People hate us because we truly, and I'm not going to apologize for saying this, other countries hate us because our country is better than theirs. I'm not apologizing for that. The envy in this world is off the charts. and the rest of the countries out there can't stand the fact that the United States is a much better country, just like our Second Amendment. Behind closed doors, they are very envious of the fact that we have constitutional amendments and the Constitution in general that protects the rights of the people of the United States. They're jealous of that. And the fact that they don't have that allows, they want it secretly, but the fact that they can't have it because it's not already in place, they openly speak out against it because they're jealous that we have it. Again, the phrase, they hate us because they ain't us, that's what's happening in the entire world when it comes to the United States. Guys, this Texas and federal government thing is huge. I tip my hat to these 25 governors of the other states in this great country who are getting behind the state of Texas. And I don't know where it goes next, but this is not a small thing. And the next step in this potential tinderbox is going to be when and if the federal government sends troops back down there now to cut more holes and allow more illegals, more fentanyl, more child trafficking back into this country. Folks, I don't care what political party you belong to. The federal government does not care about you. And if this ain't proof, you are too stupid to cast a vote in any future elections.
God save the Queen, man.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.